Hey everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of smart glasses. But not just any smart glasses. Oh no, these babies are all about that peripheral vision. Yeah, forget those clunky AR headsets for a sec. This is something else entirely. And you know what, listener name, that research you sent over got me hooked. So we're talking about a real deal research paper, fresh off the press from a top-tier computer science conference. No pie-in-the-sky ideas here. This is a working prototype. A working prototype. I'm already geeking out. We haven't even gotten to the good stuff.
Well, and that's what makes this research so fascinating. They actually built this thing. It's not just theoretical anymore. It's tangible.
Right. Like science fiction is slowly becoming reality. So how'd they pull it off? They use an Arduino board, which is basically like a mini computer, to control these tiny grids of lights called LED matrix displays. And they embedded all that tech into a 3D printed frame. You know, got to hold it all together, make it look like a pair of glasses.
And it all comes down to the placement of those LEDs. That's key. They're set at this very precise 20-degree angle, which the research found was the sweet spot for sending those signals right into your peripheral vision.
Like finding a secret backdoor into our brains. But in a good way, of course.
And the crazy thing is, they found that certain light patterns displayed in this peripheral zone could actually influence behavior, which even they were a bit surprised by.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Details, please.
They did these walking speed experiments where participants would walk a certain distance, then repeat the walk while the glasses displayed specific moving light patterns. And get this, their walking speed was actually altered.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying these glasses could make someone speed up or slow down just by flashing lights in their peripheral vision?
That's what it looks like, yeah. Although it's worth noting that it didn't work on everyone they tested it on, which just makes it even more interesting, right?
My mind is officially blown. The possibilities. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second and talk about these notifications. That's what got my eye initially. They experimented with 8 different patterns, and we're not just talking about boring old flashes here. Think like ripples spreading out from your center of vision, or a line shooting upwards, even a pulsing effect. Talk about creative.
And their findings there were pretty unexpected, too. They discovered that out of all those patterns, vertical movements were the most noticeable in our peripheral vision.
You know, now that you mention it, I would have thought something darting side to side would be more obvious. Why is that?
It's all about how our brains are wired. We're just less accustomed to seeing vertical movement in our periphery, so it really grabs our attention.
Which, when you think about it, makes sense. Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about how our brains are hardwired to process information, especially in our peripheral vision. I gotta admit, I've always kind of taken peripheral vision for granted, but this research really makes you realize how crucial it is.
Oh, absolutely. We tend to think of peripheral vision as the secondary system, less important than our central vision. But in reality, we rely on it constantly without even realizing it.
It's like having this hidden sixth sense, always on the lookout, keeping us safe. I mean, it's got to be the reason we haven't walked into more walls, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly what these glasses are tapping into. This ancient system that's just always there, monitoring, processing. It's like a whole new way to communicate with the brain. You know, sneaking past all the conscious stuff.
Which is super cool, but also kind of creepy if you think about it too much.
Yeah.
But hey, speaking of cool, we've talked notifications, but where else could this tech go? I mean, we're talking about subtly influencing behavior here. The possibilities seem kind of endless.
You're right. The potential here is huge. Imagine athletes using these during training. Like, picture a golfer trying to perfect their swing, getting real-time feedback through these light patterns, all without having to think about it.
It would be like having a virtual coach whispering in your ear or flashing in your eye, I guess.
Exactly. Or think about helping people with visual impairments navigate. You know, the glasses could detect obstacles and guide them around safely using those subtle peripheral cues.
Okay, now we're talking life-changing stuff. That kind of tech could have a massive impact, help people be more independent. It's pretty amazing to think about. But okay, got to bring it back to the cool factor for a sec. What about artistic applications? I'm picturing a dance performance. The dancers are wearing these glasses, getting cues in their peripheral vision. It adds a whole other layer to the choreography, something only they were aware of.
Now, that is thinking outside the box. It really shows how this tech could be used to create these amazing experiences, make you feel things. It makes you wonder, what other senses or perceptions could we play with using the same kind of technology?
It's wild. This research just opens up so many doors, you know?
Yeah.
But gotta stay grounded, right? We got to talk about the potential downsides. I mean, we are talking about influencing behavior here, and not always in a way people are totally aware of. That's got to come with some ethical questions, right?
For sure. Any technology that has the power to influence how we act, especially on that subconscious level, we have to be careful, think about the implications. Even the researchers knew that. They talk about it in their paper.
So what are some of the ethical things we need to be thinking about?
Well, for one, someone could misuse this. Imagine advertisers getting a hold of this tech. They could be targeting us with subliminal messages, messing with our buying decisions without us even realizing it.
Yeah, that's definitely venturing into Black Mirror territory, and not in a good way.
It's a valid concern, though, for sure. We have to talk about these things, you know? New technology always comes with new ethical questions.
So where do we even start trying to balance the good with the bad? I mean, innovation is great and all, but I don't want to live in a world where I'm being controlled by flashing lights.
Yeah, you're hitting on a really important point, and I think it takes a multifaceted approach, honestly. We need more research, that's number one. We got to really get into how this tech works, what it can do, good and bad. And we need some rules, some ethical guidelines, maybe even laws, something to make sure it's being used responsibly.
Makes sense, because we can't just rely on everyone to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what else is super important? Education. People need to know how this stuff works. If they don't understand the tech, they can't make informed decisions about it, right?
Knowledge is power, as they say. It's like, the more we all know about this stuff, the better equipped we'll be to use it for good, you know? And that's what I love about these deep dives. We get to explore these mind-blowing topics, really dig into the big questions they bring up.
And that conversation never really ends, does it? Technology keeps moving forward. We have to keep up.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of conversation, listener name, what are your thoughts on all this? Anything in this research really stand out to you? Good or bad? Let us know. We're all in this together, right? And with that, we've come to the end of our deep dive into the fascinating and maybe slightly terrifying world of peripheral vision glasses. Until next time, stay curious, everyone.